Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Here we go. It is Tradio for Friday, August 28th. I'm joined in the studio by Chris Weiss. Is this right? Get your volume up. Okay. All right, there we go. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Chris. How are you? Oh, that might be the wrong one. Let's get you set up here. 1 second. I get Chris's mic ready to go. All right, try now.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Okay, I think I can hear myself.
All right. It kind of looks like we've got three callers already.
Wow.
Should we
just start going? Let's just start going.
Caller on line one, you are live.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, Joyce.
Yes. I'm calling for bingo tonight at the Suns in Norway. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6:30. We have water and pop that costs a small fee. Coffee, popcorn, and candy are free. And tonight's snack is going to be a pizza casserole, breadsticks, and if I get to it, we're going to have homemade rice pudding for dessert.
Okay.
Excellent. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it usually is. I'm hoping to have a bunch of people tonight. It'd be nice.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That's our regularly scheduled bingo update.
Yes.
Why don't we keep going to caller two? Caller two, you are live on air.
Thank you. This is Sally calling, also from Sons of Norway, but from the district.
Ah, okay.
Very sad to announce that Prince Harald died today, King Harald, and we're all a little shaken up because he's kind of been our king for our relatives over there for our lifetime, either the crown prince or the king. And I met him, and in 2015 in Anchorage, was actually selected to be at a round table with him. And he came over to me when he heard I was from Petersburg. He called it Petersburg.
Uh-huh.
And as I was shaking his hand, which he put out first, according to protocol, you don't offer it first because we had to have a little protocol lesson before he came. I dipped into my very first and only curtsy.
Oh.
I didn't plan it. It's just, he's there. He's a very... Oh, he was just a very wonderful presence. And I was in a room of about 150 people, and they clapped. I was embarrassed.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Sally.
Yeah, there's a great article in The Pilot in 2015, the June 11th edition, with pictures of Al and I and the King and an article. And we did give him an invitation to come to Petersburg, and I made it into a bujtika. In case you don't know what that is, it's a hollowed-out piece of wood that they sealed the ends with wax, but put the message inside, and then a runner would run it from city to city and deliver the message. So I did one for our king over in Norway to the 5.5 million Norwegian-Americans that are existing in the U.S. And there's only 4 million Norwegians in Norway. So,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Sally, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I went to a Quaker high school, and what we say when someone passes is we're holding you in the light. So
nice. I like that.
All right. We're going to go to caller number three here.
Yes, I have a boat I'm giving away. It's a fiberglass Olympic. It's around 20 feet long. And my number is 907-518-4081.
4081. And you said it was about 20 feet?
Yeah, approximately.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, and it's to give away.
It doesn't run. Yeah, it doesn't run.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody have to work on it.
All right. All right, thank you.
That'll be a fun winter project for somebody. Can we get a name, please?
Jay, J-A-Y.
Jay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, we've got more.
Wow, okay, a busy day today.
Busy radio. Caller on line one, you're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Tim. I have a, I'm having a moving sale this weekend. I've got a bunch of stuff. I want to sell my trailer. It's a 1969 Twilight Bungalow. Fifth wheel set up in Scow Bay, Loop Road. Needs some work, but it's done, a lot of it's been done. But I got to move.
Mm-hmm.
I got an issue in Florida with my uncle.
Mm. Okay. Right. And so you, when is this sale?
It's going to be, I got like a sound bar, I got toaster, I got a bunch of dishes. I've got a that real nice sound bar, a Samsung Bluetooth, and just a bunch of miscellaneous tools and stuff.
And when is this happening?
I'm going to do it Sunday, 10 to 2.
10 to 2. And where in Scow Bay? Can you give more directions, or will you have signs?
Yeah, it's Scow Bay Loop Road. 124, Restful Days, RV Park, and I'm in lot number 3.
Excellent.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Let me give you a phone number.
Oh,
yes,
sure. That'd be
great. Would be great, too.
Yeah. 321-313-0549.
49. Okay. I thought it was 49, and then it's like, whoa, okay. Okay. So 321-313-0549.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And everything's going, and it's very, very cheap.
Okay.
No reasonable offer for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that's it. We don't have anyone lined up right now.
Okay, well, I can speak a little bit.
Yes.
I'm going to take a sip, though, of my tea.
Mm-hmm. Rainforest Festival is coming right up.
Yes, yeah, it is coming very soon. And so I wanted to alert everybody that we are going to be opening registration for the... Oh, yes, the trip. Oh, thank you. You gave me my own very, very own words. okay, so what is happening is we are going to be opening up the registration for classes and the Stikeen River trip. However, if you are a member of the Rainforest Festival, you will have 24 hours in advance of the normal public to be able to register for those trips or classes. And the thing is, though, that you do have to become a member before 9 or by 9 tonight to get your password to get in. So I'll be sending out the password about 24 hours in advance of the pre-registration. So on Sunday at 8 a.m., August 30th, members will be able to start registering. The public won't be able to start registering until 8 a.m. on Monday, August 31st. So again, become a member by 9 p.m. tonight, and you will receive the early access password on Saturday.
So what's it take to become a member?
You just go to akrainforestfest.org, and there is a place for membership and donations.
Excellent. All right. Do you know how much the Stikine trip will cost?
Yes. It is $320. Excuse me. $320 per person. That includes the pickup fee at Banana Point. It includes the gratuity for the people who are doing the trip. There is also about an $8 service fee that goes on top of that. So it's $328 total. And you can go online and register if on Sunday if you are a member. And if you are not a member, you need to wait until Monday.
Excellent. I was looking at the website last night, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's looking like a really amazing lineup. I'm really excited about the Naturalist Walk with Sunny Rice.
Yes.
And Joni Johnson.
Yes, yes. And just a few more comments about the Stikine River trip. I mean, we just say that, but Natalie Dawson, who will be doing the keynote speech, will be talking about migration corridors on the Stikine River trip. There will also be stops so you can get out and explore on shore. And so, yeah, it's always an amazing experience. This year, sometimes the Rainforest Festival Committee itself does a trip. They did one on Monday. Unfortunately, this year I couldn't go, so I'm sad about that. But we have other classes going on, too. And on the Stikine River trip will be on Friday, the 11th. And also on that day, Andrea Weathers will be doing a print, a kind of a stamp carving and print workshop. So I bet there's lots more. Go to our website and you can get the schedule and become a member.
Excellent. Okay, I think we have another caller here.
Yay.
Caller on line one, you're live.
Yeah, good morning. This is Brian. I give my annual warning or whatever you want to call it as we migrate into the darkness here is people need to check their headlights. I've noticed a lot of one-eyed monsters around, as my mom used to call them. People would just have one headlight out. And so just, you know, as we're going into darkness, you need to kind of get that fixed. And just one thing on that, if you have to replace one, you probably better replace both of them because they're probably both getting ready to go out. So anyway, just letting people know that, you know, please check your headlights. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. You know what? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That?
I was just going to say, no. Those LED headlights that are happening now, they're tough, but I hope it's better than nothing.
So. Yeah, those things are pretty bright.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If we don't have anyone else on the line right now, is it time for a rundown?
It could be.
I also have some other community announcements I can talk about here, too.
Okay. Well, why don't we go through a few of those and give people one more chance to call?
Excellent. And if you're listening, we're doing Tradio right now, so the number to call is 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049. If you've got anything to buy, sell, or trade, or if you have an announcement for the community, please call in and we'll air it live. Today is the last day for the Petersburg Public Health Center's Reproductive Health Clinic. They've been hosting this all week at the new work building off Hagen Drive, and they've been providing services like pap smears, breast exams, STI exams, HIV and hepatitis screenings, birth control, and IUD and implant insertions all week. And services are free or low cost, and no one will be turned away for inability to pay. So if you'd like to make an appointment, today is the last day to do that. You can call 907-772-4611. It seems like apparently they only had one person come in on Monday. So
oh, no.
Hopefully more people have been coming out
throughout
the
week.
Yeah,
they should be taking advantage of that.
I know. I might see if I can get a last-minute appointment today. All right, I think we have another caller here.
Okay.
Caller on line one, you're live.
Good morning, David Bird calling.
Hi, Dave.
With the volunteer fire department. So I noticed as I was driving around last night, there are some street lights out. And I just wanted to kind of remind the community that if you've got a street light out in your neighborhood, you know, we've got kids walking around, the days are getting shorter. And there's a way to report those very easily to the borough to have the electric utility come out and fix your street light for you. Just Google up a Petersburg, Alaska request for service. And you can submit a request and identify that pole. There usually is a number right on the pole, and you can identify it and tell where the location is. That helps the power utility come out and in their time this time of year when they've got time to identify lights that are out and get them fixed before the long days of winter that are coming. And it certainly helps, you know, the safety of the community. So urge people to take a look around at nighttime and identify those lights that need to be fixed.
Yes.
That is helpful. Yeah, it's getting dark.
Yeah.
I know.
Much too soon.
Yeah, again, just Google up Petersburg, Alaska request for service, and it takes you right to the community Petersburg, Alaska webpage, and it's in there, how do I... the resources and frequently asked questions take you right to it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. At the borough website also, if you have that kind of locked in.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, thanks a lot, Dave.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Okay.
Great. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. All right, I think it is time for a rundown.
Okay, so Joyce called. It's bingo night at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And we were reminded last week that get there early because there's so many games that they play and some require prepping of your bingo cards.
Also, lock in for a long night.
Yes, lock in for a long night. She wanted to remind people that water and soda, there is a small fee for that, but coffee, popcorn, and candy are free. Tonight's snack sounds like pizza casserole along with breadsticks, and if she can get around to it, and I bet people are hoping she will, rice pudding for kind of a dessert, a sweet thing. Sally called just to let people know, if they have not heard already, that King Harald of Norway has died, and she just wanted to kind of note that she had met him, and there's an article in the 2015 June 11th Pilot if you want to see a photo of her and the king.
Dolly Parton and King Harald in 1 week.
Yeah.
It's a tough week.
Yeah, there are a lot of, yeah. Anyway. Jay has a fiberglass Olympic 20-foot boat to give away. It is not in running condition. It needs a little work, but it is a freebie. So if you have some time and need a boat, give him a call at 907-518-4081. Tim is having a moving sale. He has a 1969 bungalow trailer for sale, as well as dishes, sound bar, miscellaneous tools. This moving sale is being held from 10 to 2 on Sunday. It is at Scow Bay Loop Road. It's the 124 Restful Days RV Park, lot number 3. And everything must go, and no reasonable offer will be refused. If you would like to contact him to see what other things he might have available, you can call 321-313-0549. And then we had just some safety hints coming
PSAs,
up here,
yeah.
PSAs. Brian called to just remind people that as it is coming into the dark time of the year, check your headlights. And if you need to replace one, maybe you should just go ahead and replace both of them. They're probably, you know, the other one's probably about ready to go too. And Dave called from the volunteer fire department, and he had been noticing that streetlights are out. If you notice streetlights are out, or there may be other things that are can be taken care of by the borough, please report them. And you can Google the request for service in Petersburg, Alaska, or go to the borough website, and there is a little place where you can click to request services.
All righty. That seems like a pretty good rundown.
Okay.
I think no one else is calling in at this moment in time, so should we call it a day on Tradio?
I guess so. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Chris, for coming in. This has been Tradio here on KFSK. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got one more message from our sponsors before we continue to Rising Tide.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Island Refrigeration and Alaska Commercial Electronics, offering sales, installation, and service for marine refrigeration, marine electronics, and more. ACE, 907-772-3310, and the shop at 908 South Nordic Drive.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.